Thank you very much. Good evening to everyone. Welcome. We hope we have a stimulating discussion for you. The topic, as you can see, is security and my partners in crime. I wish to introduce to you. First speaker after my brief introduction will be James Backhaus, who is in our information systems department here. Second one will be Brian Collins, who's from the Defense College of Management and Technology. And then we will have discussants comments from John Edwards. I would hope that if you have questions, you shouldn't just wait till the end. We're certainly happy to have matters clarified along the way. I first encountered these partners in crime in an Office of Science and Technology project, Foresight project, which was run over a course of 18 months and ended about a year or so ago. And if we could have the first slide. Thanks, Jenny. I'm not going to go into detail about what that project was about, other than to say that we were centrally concerned with why IT systems, which are such complex systems, are so incredibly hard to manage by human beings. And one of the big issues that would come up time and time again was not only, as you can see there, that there's a huge economic cost associated for businesses and public organizations if they aren't able to manage risks and increase trust in these systems, but there's a whole range of additional issues which we grapple with every day, and there was a book published, which I left a flyer out in the front, for this exercise, which looked at the state of the art. And my colleagues here were all involved in one way or another in that project, as experts or as authors of papers. If you could have the next one, please. When you boil it all down to a nutshell, 18 months of work with over, I'd say, probably 100 scientists, engineers, social scientists, legal experts, people coming from public life and the private sector, what was it that we found that we knew? Well, those bullet points go some way to getting across some of the insights that came out of this project. And I think they're quite instructive. Because one of the main insights that came out was that really what we need to do is not just understand technology, but we need to understand human beings. And I think you can all nod your heads and say, well, yeah. Why is it there's this black hole when it comes to human beings? In order to enhance security, whether it has to do with ID cards, whether it has to do with information systems that are in-house, dealing with people at a distance, one of the things that we know is that if you don't let people operate in the way that they feel comfortable with, if you don't ensure that people can do the right thing at the right time when they interact with these systems, then they won't. You can't thrash or coax or beat people into doing things that they don't feel comfortable with. So that was another insight, that we need to set systems up so that they encourage people to do the right things, not the wrong things. We need to worry about fostering trust, we have to worry about risk, we have to differentiate between the perceptions of risk and actual risks that you encounter with information systems. And then when it comes to crime prevention, the only way really to have people act in a reciprocal and mutually trusting way is to win their consent for the kinds of rules and practices that you introduce within organizations in order to enhance secure systems. And all of these things, as I think our speakers will say in their different ways and very effectively, is that all of these are matters of human choice. It's not that technology gets thrust down our throats. It is a matter of picking and choosing and having effective designs and management of information systems. And then and only then can we imagine that they will be more secure. So that was what we gleaned, I suppose you could say, over a period of about 18 months. Since then, there have been many discussions in many different forums about many of these issues to do with IT systems and security. And both speakers have been very much involved in those right up until last week, in one case. And so, without further ado from me, I'd like to ask Jim if he'd like to go ahead.